I'm just going to give you a brief synopsis before we get into what we're getting into. At the age of 16, I took a high school class for business, went on from that to 17, invested with my brother in a car wash attempt. Those things failed. We've been in the music industry, studio industry, the party promoting industry, models, tattooing and body piercing. We went into education, online education, website development, graphic designing. I'm just saying these things have been, I've been in the art-based industries, small business industries, translated to online business, SEO, search engine optimization. We had to learn customer acquisitions and email funnels, and I'm just talking about so many things in a digital age while we had tangible businesses, and then had to apply what we had as a tangible business to an intangible business such as a website or some kind of online digital products and things of that nature. So my background has been a long time. If you really want to, you know, see me in my story, I have a YouTube video out that's a biopic. If I could say it's about 25 minutes if you want to watch that. Now, the things I'm going to say, if I didn't learn anything else, I learned something in this game. You know, a lot of times people are trying to start a business because they have this idea that they want to make so much money. Catch what I thought this station was about, app development or the business behind the app or helping apppreneurs build the company I am. Because if you're a founder, if you're a CEO or a COO or somebody that's in the lead position of your company, and you're trying to build that business, this is what we're talking about. If I didn't learn anything else in small business to regular business to medium business to big business to working with big businesses to doing my own thing to whatever, if I didn't learn anything else, I learned one thing. It is traction before asking. You know what I'm saying? It's traction before asking. Somebody said, what does that mean? Mean you got to put some points on the board. You have to score. You have to build something that is worth asking somebody to invest into. Now, I'm going to say before we get into it deeply that there is a limit to how much you should do before you ask. I can't tell you that limit. That's on a case-by-case basis. But I believe that it should be traction before asking. I also believe that you should have some kind of conquest before a request. Somebody said, why are you saying it that way, Cash Parish? Because we have a tendency to create an idea and ask somebody for money because we're in a tech industry, because we're in some kind of digital industry. We believe that this idea will change the face of the world and everybody's gonna love it. Some of us have never sold a piece of cornbread in a lifetime. Some of us have never moved a raffle ticket and have the nerve and the audacity to walk up on somebody and ask people to invest in your dream and your idea without any conquest, without any traction. Those things you have to do. I learned, if I haven't learned anything else in business, I learned that you keep the majority of the power as the CEO, as the founder, when they can see that you know what you doing. People want to have the titles but not the workloads. I'm talking to you today. Somebody say, who you talking about? Let me tell you something. This is not a conversation about apps, people, or web people. This is about people. The conversation is about business. Somebody, if they have the intelligence, they should be able to listen to this show, this podcast, and use it on a taco stand. Use it in a hospital. Use this information in a doctor's practice. Use this information in a law firm. They can use this information for their mobile app development company because it's the same thing. Sometimes people say, well, you got to let people catch you at the beginning of an idea when it's great, when it's profound and nobody's in on it so they could get, you know, a bigger slice. Man, build yourself a great team. Learn to listen and trust your team. Do not put people on your team that you don't trust or you're going to go behind them and do the work over or clean the work up or change the work. If you cannot allow them to be them, then you don't need them. What's the sense in having team, extra payroll, extra labor if you're not going to actually require that they meet a certain standard so you do not have to go behind them and refix everything that they were supposed to do? The only way you're going to get traction, you're going to have a good team, or you're going to have to put strategic planning and sheer energy into developing your business. Now, somebody said, Cash, where we going to? I'm just telling you, if you do not, let me say this again. If you do not have the spirit of a builder, if you do not have the mindset for strategic planning, let me break that down. He said, what do I have to do? Put it in subtitles or something? I'm about to put it in subtitles. We're going to break down strategic. Strategic is your course of your plan. I'm sorry, your course or your plan of action to accomplish your purpose, your goals, your aims. If you haven't sat down and created a purpose, let me put that in subtitles. A purpose is going to be something that you propose. It's going to be something that you think that, look, the purpose, the reason, this is my intent and I'm proposing it to you. This is my purpose, why I'm doing this. And you expressing that purpose, or you expressing that strategic plan of action to accomplish your overall intent or goal. If you haven't sat down and put down a purpose and a strategic plan, then at no point in time can you accomplish it the way that you think you're going to accomplish it. I cannot accomplish anything in life without a goal, without a plan. So somebody said, what do you talk about? If you have a weight loss goal of 20 pounds, you have to have a plan that can tell you, this is what you eat, these are the exercises you can do, they burn this amount of calories, keep your calorie intake at this precise number, and you will start to lose weight if you do this regimen to meet this goal. The reason why you got to set the goal, because you need some milestones in between to start to say, well, within the week's time, you should see 1 pound reduction, 2 pound reduction. It should take you approximately 2.5 months to 4.5 months to lose this weight. If you're not seeing this, you're doing something wrong. How can you gauge your own success if you never plotted it out to look at what you should be doing by what time you should be doing it? Going to the office and winging it every day is not what a CEO or a founder should be doing. Going to the office and freelancing and coming up with new workloads on the day-to-day basis is not what you should be doing. If that's what you have to do because you don't understand what to do, but you need to start to figure out how to move into a plan that's gonna say, this is the a 1 month strategy, I'm gonna break it down into increments, in 4 weeks I'm gonna do this because I'm building. Now back to what I was talking about with the spirit of a builder. If you do not have the spirit or the soul of a builder, I'm talking about, somebody said, what's a builder? Somebody who's in a startup. The difference in a startup and a regular business is the regular business is proven and it has its systems and strategies and tactics already in place. That's why you go buy a franchise, they charge you for that because the franchise already has the operation manuals, the market, the location, the website, the application. They have everything in place. This is training, this is hiring, this is firing, this is policies, procedures, this is vacation time, payroll, operation expenses, this is our suppliers. They have it all together for you. So you don't have to start up. So you don't have to start over. So you don't have to build up. But I'm saying, if you're going to start a brand new business from scratch, you have to have the spirit of a builder to roll up your sleeves and get down in the mud and do some hard work. If you don't want to get in down there and do the hard work, Cash, I can't build the adapt myself. Well, you can write a marketing plan. You can write a business plan. You can write a business model strategy. You can start working on things that you can do. I don't know how to do those things. Well, that's what a business is. A business is not the product. The business is not what you can taste, touch, hold, handle. The business is the intellectual property. It is the intangibles. It is the things that you cannot hold, handle. It's the strategy. It's the structure. It's the operations. It's the controls of the finances, the people, the orchestration. That's the business. The business is the solution to the consumer's problem, not the actual product. Customers don't buy products, they buy benefits. Somebody say, wait, what you talk about? They're not really here to buy your app. They're here to use your app to get a benefit from your app to suit the needs of their life. The application is supposed to speed up the process, give them a better process, a faster, a cheaper way of accomplishing their goals. They could give two flips about the product if it does not achieve the overall benefits that they need for their life. If it doesn't alleviate a pain or a problem, the chances that customers, clients, or users will care is slim to none. Now, somebody said, what are you trying to say? I'm telling you, everything that you're supposed to be working on as a CEO, as a founder, as a COO, as a CMO, anything in that upper level strategic C-suite, you're supposed to be building it and making it to where it benefits the clients. That's the business. The office is not the business. The website, when I'm saying the website, to put your picture on the website and tell how great you are, that's not the business. Our Instagrams and Facebooks and Snapchats and showing who we are, that's not the business. You're not taking care of business because you got in a pantsuit, folded your arms, and decorated your image with some pretty pink background or some kind of sexy white, and you wrote next to it, boss chick or CEO or I'm a boss. That's not being a boss. That's not being an entrepreneur. That's not doing what you're supposed to be doing to solve the problems of the consumer. I always tell people this. Businesses solve problems. If your business does not solve a problem, then it may just be for entertainment purposes or something. But you have to understand what kind of business you are entering into. If I didn't learn anything else, I learned that clients, customers, users have a need. And a need that has to be met with a product. That product that you create should be specifically tailored and designed for that consumer as best as possible. When you have that product market fit, you wind up getting traction. You start getting sales. You start getting downloads. You start getting users. You start getting traffic into the business. You start getting traffic to the website or whatever your entrepreneurship is. That traction allows you to put sales and movement on the board. So when you ask for something like an investment, like some help, like some love, let me talk about that, because never people ask you, Cash, can you do this for me? Hey, Ray, can you do this for me? Hey, they ask people that I'm affiliated with, self-included, to do things at a less of an industry standard rate. You provide that service, and then the person does not honor that by using it to the full capacity. You should never ask for assistance from people if you're going to disregard the assistance that they gave you, the information, the knowledge, or the requests. You do better not asking them for anything, because eventually the love will grow cold and the people will turn their backs and stop helping you because you do not listen to sound advice. You do not utilize the tools or the equipment or the documents or any of the things that they gave you. You have to be conscious of that, because that's burning bridges that you don't even know. But that's, I'm telling you what I learned in the game. Now, just to get back to what I'm saying, I strongly urge you, if you're under the sound of my voice today, stop this thing. Get your notebook and write down this. Traction before asking. Conquest before request. You have to figure out how far do you want to go alone and how far do you need to go before you ask somebody something. And when you could come up to that balance, then you should step out there and say, I've went as far as I can go. I did all the paperwork and the structure I know how to. I gained all the customer validation I could. I made as many sales as I could possibly get, but I can't scale it anymore without investors. I can't scale it or grow it any further without money. I can't push it any further without staff. That's when you should get out here and say, now it's time to take the next step up the ladder. You got to conquer something. If you want to retain a strong position in your own business, or if you want to retain working at your business, before you ask a investor or anybody to help financially dive into your business, you need to create traction. You need to conquer some things so you can have a proven track record, so you can justify your position and the amount of money you are asking for. Well, that's my time for the day. My name is Cash Parrish. I help apppreneurs build the company behind the app. I hope some of the things that I said can be utilized and can be put to good use and thought about. This game, let's say this too, before I close out. This game is not about how much money you made. There's different industries and different games. You can meet somebody who have a nonprofit that's doing great work and they're a great CEO, but they don't generate sales. Then you can meet somebody who has a great application. They generate sales, but they generate sales in a smaller industry, so they're only generating $1-2 million a year. Then you can meet somebody else who might be in a big industry. They're not as great of a CEO, but the industry is so large that they could generate $10-20 million in sales. The amount of money does not dictate how great a person is as an entrepreneur or a hustler. I know people who do illegal activities make more money than hardworking college graduates. That doesn't mean they're smarter or better. That just means they're in a different industry that is more lucrative. So let's stop sitting down trying to count each other's purses, pocketbooks, checks, check balance, money, to see if the person is smart, to see if the person is a hustler, to see if the person is a go-getter. If you sell houses and somebody else sell ice cream sandwiches, of course you got more money than them. It's an impossibility that they're going to move their ice cream sandwiches out their parlor in equal amount of money that you flipping on houses. One parlor, one house. Typically, the average small business doesn't do 65%, don't do $100,000. You can flip a house, one house, and make more than $100,000 sales. So that's the point I'm trying to make. I'm just trying to paint that picture. So let's stop doing that. Again, my name is Cash Parrish. I help the apppreneurs build the company behind the app. I hope something that I said could be enlightening, useful, helpful in your day-to-day struggle. Come back next week, the podcast show. I'm a little different. I got a little different vibe, a little different approach to the way I talk and do things, but bear with me. I'm here out of love, and I'm here to share. So stay tuned. Peace.